You're listening to the Humans of DevOps podcast, a podcast focused on advancing the humans of DevOps through skills, knowledge, ideas, and learning, or the SKIL framework.
We combine them into value stream. And in that case, IT, service provider, internal, external, is not only seen as a cost center, but as a real business partner.
Welcome to the Humans of DevOps podcast. I'm Evelyn Ehrlich, Chief Research Officer at PeopleCert. Our episode today is called ITSM, or IT Service Management Value Streams, Transform Opportunity into Outcome, which is also a title of a book. But I'm getting way ahead of myself, so welcome to everybody. Today we have a very special guest with us. His name is David Belous. I hope I say your name right, David. Is that the way to pronounce your name?
Yes, you can do it. Hello, hello. It's nice to be there. Thank you.
Thank you for having, for taking your time to be with us. Let me give everybody a little bit of a background on who David is. So he is a certified ITIL master with more than 20 years of passion and engagement in ITSM. For instance, he was the first vice president of the ITSM Czech Republic in 2006. He's a former ITIL ambassador for Axelos, which, if you don't know, Axelos was purchased by PeopleCert, and that is who I am with today. After experiences in corporates such as Renault, IBM, KPMG, he found Osiris Global and delivers trainings, assessments, and consultancy services in ITIL, PRINCE2, Agile, and DevOps. He is the author of the Periodic Table of ITSM Processes and co-author of the ITIL publication on IT Asset Management, which I believe just recently published or is going to publish. So if I say this wrong, check back with me via a LinkedIn who is listening. Welcome again to our podcast, David.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much. And I'm really happy to be there with you today. Thank you.
Yes, I'm excited. And I thought that the two of us had met before in person, before all the crazy, you know, we won't say the word, happened. But I guess we have not really met in person, have we?
No, I didn't have this privilege yet. But what did not happen can happen in the future. So I will be happy to meet you, you know. In person, really.
Exactly. You live in a beautiful city. I live in a beautiful city, and we're not so far away from each other. So sometimes we can meet somewhere in the middle and have an adult beverage of our choice. Let's do that. All right. So I'm very excited that we could connect. And I want to make sure that you know I have the highest appreciation for book authors because writing a book is very different from writing research. And particularly for books which are around the topics of value streams and ITSM in combination. So let's get started. We're talking about this book, ITSM Value Streams, Transform the Opportunity into Outcome, which you and Akshay Anand and Rajiv Dua and Mark Smalley together authored. When was it actually published?
It was published exactly the 22nd of June this year.
Fantastic. All right. So quick synopsis of the book, and then I'll ask you a variety of questions because I know there is everybody here who is either in ITSM or DevOps or SRE are I'm sure curious what it's about. So just at the highlight, the ITSM Value Streams is a comprehensive guide to organizations on how to effectively utilize IT services to achieve business outcomes. My kind of book, I tell you. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the value streams that flow through an organization and how IT services can be configured and applied to co-create value between the IT service provider, I'm assuming that it doesn't matter if it's inside IT or an external service provider, and the consumer. Again, independent of if the consumer is on the inside or if the consumer is on the outside. Super. So, David, what made you and the rest of your co-authors write this book?
So First of all, if I start with the rest of the authors, you can recognize some of them who are very important contributors to ITIL. ITIL 4, for instance, Akshay Anand was a former global ambassador for ITIL. Mark Smollett, he wrote, for instance, High Velocity IT book, okay, in ITIL. And in fact, these people are very experienced in service management. And the idea of the book was to revisit, to make a sort of new, let's say, analysis of how service management can really be useful for the business. What does that mean to revisit service management? It means that, in fact, you know, in ITIL 4, ITIL 4 is now focusing on value. ITIL version 3 was focused on service, on the service lifecycle. And this is the idea of what it means that it's focused on value. It means that service management is not like, if I say, focused on itself, like focusing on just delivering services. It's exactly the opposite. We know that services are here to create or to ensure that value for the customer of the service can be created. And this is the idea of revisiting the service management, because we will discuss that in the book. We saw that, okay, when we say that, you say, okay, we already have ITIL, we already have a different framework talking about value creation. But in fact, in the book, what we wanted is to be sure that for people familiar with ITSM, they can relate this new concept of value stream, new in ITSM, not new at all, with service management, to be sure that now we understand what really means, for instance, to be focused on value, what really means to be collaborative, what really means to use standardized work in order to constantly create or enable value for the customer. That's the idea. So mainly the book wants to revisit service management from the point of view of value management.
Very timely in the current landscape, as you can imagine, and you know this, that there is a lot of questioning relative to the digital transformation and the success of enterprises who have unfortunately not been as successful as they needed to be, and partially due to, of course, many challenges. But I think IT, as they own some parts of the digital transformation and the digital business, there is significant questioning relative to what value has IT actually added onto. And so that's a very timely thing. So question, when you wrote this, for whom was this book written? I'm assuming there is not just one answer. I think there's probably multiple stakeholders, right? But curious, for whom was this book written? And then once we have that, I have another question related to that.
Yeah, originally the book, I said originally, as you said, it can be for different stakeholders, but originally the book was written for ITSM practitioners who were, I would say, interested in this concept of value stream, because this is an alien concept for service management. And I just give you one example of what was the idea. The idea, for ages, you have these ITSM processes, for instance, that really help standardizing, you know, the way you create, you deliver, you support services, okay? And the ITSM professionals or practitioners are very good in that, very good in that. But they still have a lot of, you know, questions related to these ITSM processes. Typical question, okay, what is the sequence order when I want to implement some ITSM processes? Okay, do I have to start from the catalog, service catalog point of view? Do I have to start from the, let's say, the user experience, so all that is related to service desk, to incident management, to request, and then how can I continue? It seems to be very obvious questions, but these questions are still in place now. And the idea of this book and is to say, okay, instead of asking this question, let's have a look at it from another point of view. Let's see these ITSM processes like bricks that are here to build something better, something more ambitious. And what is better, what is more ambitious than just a set of integrated processes is a value stream. So the idea was, you know how ITSM works, you know these processes, you mainly know how to configure ITSM tool to integrate processes, so you know the how. Now let's focus on the why. And the why, one of the reasons why we do that, why we don't integrate processes, but we combine them, is that we combine them into value streams. And in that case, IT, service provider, internal, external, is not only seen as a cost center, but as a real business partner.
Mm. So I love this concept. Associated with that, of course, is the word value as well, right? Because I remember talking to clients during my time at Forrester Research during inquiries, and I used to describe it when they asked the question, so what should I do first? Should I establish a service catalog, or should I do self-service, service request management? Should I manage my SLAs? I'm like, well, I don't have an answer to this question. What you need to think about is that your output is greater than your input for those who you are delivering something for. And if that concept is described as value by those who are consuming, then you're actually adding value to those who are consuming. And that was sometimes the most difficult thing to get across. So tell me a little bit, or tell our listeners, and of course myself as well, a little bit about when you're not just saying it is the alignment across the or the affinity across the different items. It's also the up to the right added outcome. Is that addressing that as well?
Yeah, in fact, you know, I would say that in all that, there is a paradox that is beneath all that. The paradox is that in service management, you try to create, you know, the best possible outcome, okay? But in fact, what you do is based on assumption, because the real value is the perceived benefits from the outcome you tend with your services to create. And you don't know that as an ITSM professional. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. You get surprised. That's the problem. You know, you cannot. That's what we explain also in the book. It is what we call the value funnel. Okay, when you define a business case at the beginning, you say, okay, we have now a set of services, and in order to make it happen, we create a business case. When you create a business case, of course, to get the management buy-in, you say, okay, in our business case, this is our value proposition. Value proposition. So you have, of course, to justify from these services you want to create, what can be the value for the consumer and the customer. Even though you discuss that with the customer, it's only based on assumption of what, when the product that is still not here, when the service that is still not live, will be useful for the customer. So that means the perceived benefit, what they really perceive, will only be there once they start to use that. Mm-hmm. So you just assume, you see? So that's like, you know, we are just talking about, you have the business case, which is the best possible, the highest possible value you can theoretically get, okay? And once your service is live, between the business case created and the service going live, you only have a value that is diminished, only diminished, up to a point that when you have your business case created and when you have your service that has been live, then you can get, in fact, 30, 40% of the value proposition you had at the beginning. And the idea of the value stream is to be conscious about this different step that, in fact, you know, diminish your value along the way. Okay? So that's the idea of the value stream. It's like, you know, you because people have always the illusion in many organizations that what you have in the business case can be, you know, rich at the end of the day. No, it's always, and that's I would say the definition of a value. The definition of the value is the perceived benefits of an outcome and the perceived benefit. You know, there are people who are talking about a formula, a value formula. There is no value formula. That doesn't exist. What exists is what you can do to maximize the potential value from an outcome to a real value that is perceived by your customer. That's
Yeah, so I love that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can just increase, you know, it's like you cannot create value, but what you can do is that you can prevent the expected value to be diminished. That's the only thing you can do.
Skill Up Days and Skill Up Hours are the perfect way to stay on top of the latest DevOps trends and improve your skills from the comfort of your own home or office. Our virtual micro-conferences and webinars focus on DevOps and the tech industry and feature expert speakers from both the DevOps world and top IT companies. At our Skill Up Days, you will get everything you'd expect at a traditional conference, including virtual sponsored booths, competitions, and networking opportunities with other attendees and speakers. Don't miss out. Check out our lineup of upcoming events on devopsinstitute.com and register now.
So during my journey and my research, I have seen exactly to the point what you just said. I've seen successful co-creation of value between the IT team and its customers or its patients or its citizens or its whatever, right? Fill in the blank. But I've also seen the opposite. I have seen the no value and those, right? And those IT organizations have done a variety of things, right? They have outsourced, they have shadow IT, they have democratized, blah, 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 right? Don't want to belabor that too much, but I wanted to ask you this question. What do you think are the biggest issues on shifting towards successful co-creation of value between both IT and the business?
Oh, yeah. To answer the question, you know, in the book, we said that, in fact, now, due to the digital transformation and in fact, the how business sees, you know, the added value of an IT service provider. So we identified, for instance, that there are, you know, different objectives for IT. And in fact, the issues that, to answer your questions, in fact, the issues are, I would say, anti-patterns or impediments, you know, that prevent you to reach the objective. I give you one example. One of the example, you know, in DevOps, you know that better than me. In DevOps, we really try to, you know, reach the quickest time to market. Once there is a service that seems to be valuable for the customer, in DevOps, what we do is that we build it and so on. You have this DevOps tool chain in order to be sure that the time to market is respected. So, and the time to market, it's not just to make something quick and dirty, of course, is to make it quick and compliant with what the customer wants. So when you just look at that, what we say in the book, for instance, if we want to make it like that, if we want to deliver a service component quickly, then the problem is that we had some different, let's say, there was some different impediments that we saw about that. For instance, one impediment is exactly what I just said. You know, people are thinking of time to market is the only measurement. So we sacrifice the quality of the services to get the new service, the new release on time. And what do you have? You may have some customer happy because they have a new service live. But on the other hand, you have other, for instance, their users who will say that what now they have, you know, to use is a bit of useless. So, and just an example. So what we do in the book is that we define, for instance, that you have some timely delivery objective, that you have some objective to be sure that the value is really created from the services that has been delivered, that the operations related to the services are undisrupted, that you can certify to the customer that the service is consuming offers the best value for money. So that means that the cost of ownership, the cost of consumption is the lowest as possible. And all these are challenges. All these challenges, because these objectives are not obvious and not easy to reach. And in the book, we say for each of the objectives, what prevents this objective to be partially or fully reached, and how within value streams that help you collaborate, that show you, you know, value stream, it's about visual management, okay? You see things. So once you see things, once you see where the bottlenecks are, when you see that, when you have, for instance, a nice business case for a service, then it's in a pile of business case because your manager has no time or doesn't take time to validate them on time. And then, you know, you lose many opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you see that, you know? And when you see things, it starts really, you know, it restarts any kind of collaboration you can have in your organization. So that's what we did. We defined some objectives. We said that issue you were talking about are impediments to reach this objective. And in the book, we say our value streams, I would say as a visualizing tool, it's not only that, of course, can help, you know, addressing these impediments.
Excellent. And you can see trade-offs and have alternatives, yeah, right? And impediments to reach, yeah, that. That's a great intro to the next question, as back to core of ITSM. You know, organizations have been ITSMing for so long. It's like, I remember going back to my Hewlett-Packard times in 97, I think, when we started doing acquisition of Prolin, which was a service desk tool, into OpenView. That was my connection to ITSM at the time, but needless, that dates me and makes me really old sounding. But my question to you is, in terms of maturity, even if I don't like that word, because maturity always seems like that there is an end, which I hate. So maybe it is more of the capabilities, right? The state of the capabilities relative to the organizations. Look at global organizations. Where do you think these organizations are from a capability around ITSM? Are the majority of large enterprises globally, are they somewhere? Let's say 10 is they're really a good, and they're understanding value streams, and they're getting, they're in, and then one is they're just beginning. Relative to your research and relative to your consulting and advisory work, where are these organizations?
Oh, it's not that I don't want to give a figure. I will answer you a bit differently, if you don't mind. When you say, and I like the idea of organization ITSMing, you know, it's not so nice that I cannot pronounce it. But so they use ITSM. And in fact, when we say they use ITSM, mature, as you say, organization means what? Mature organization means that they have a target or an operating model for IT, okay? An operating model that works. Like, you know, we have in ITIL, they said, for instance, that you have the SVS, the service value system, okay? So mature organization have an operating system, okay? operating sorry model that help them, to deliver in an efficient and effective way their services. That's one part of the story. On the other hand, parallelly to this organization building this, as I told them, the TOM, the target operating model, you had, from now the 2009, 2010, you have all this stream on related to agile, related to DevOps. And many organizations, in parallel to that, started to focus their energy on how to please the customer with agile. And this become two parallel streams in an organization. One ITSM stream that locked ITSM in the mind of manager in organization. ITSMs mean operating model, mean operation, mean something that is not as important as agile software development from project to product, the age of software, everything is software. And you had these two streams, in parallel. And now we see that, because of infrastructure as a service, because of very, different technological, I would say, shift and advanced technology that are now available, that these parallel streams need to merge. They need to merge. You cannot say, okay, here, yeah, and DevOps, that's it. DevOps, you had the developers and you had the operation. So you had the ITSM specialist, and then you had the developers who said, okay, now I don't care. I need to test. Create me a virtual machine. The answer, raise a ticket. No. You see what I mean? And that's exactly what happened. So you had these two parallel streams, and now what happens? People talk about agile service management. They want service management to be more agile. And now we talk about value stream in ITSM, because we discussed about what is the value from, the product we deliver to the customer. But as we say also in the book, a product in that case is a part or is what the basis for a service, but we deliver services. We just don't deliver product, okay? And so all what we learn from the product management now needs to be applied in a clever way in ITSM field. So that's, I think, what the mature organizations are trying to attend now.
That is really related to my last question. Where is this all going in 24, right? What does that mean for ITSM and DevOps and SRE and there's a whole bunch of other frameworks, best practices out there. What's your crystal ball say when you look at it? Because that, of course, is on everybody's mind, including PeopleCert, including DevOps Institute, including the analysts out there who think of that as well, even so they don't need to worry about it as much as we do. But what do you think?
If I had a crystal ball, I would be very rich. That's the first thing I would say. And I thank you for asking me this question, because it really, makes me happy to give you my view on that. But that's my really humble view, Okay, I am not predicting the future, unfortunately for me. What I can say, and that's very, I would say, very important about the service management. Just think about one thing. Values, this ITSM and service management has always been, since now, a framework-based discipline. I give you a small example. When we talk about service management, in fact, service management in many cases is used as a suffix. You have unified service management, USM. You have framework of ITSM, FTSM. You have yet another service management. Yes, you have very SM, okay, and so on and so on. And it means that many people say, okay, now we, and you have agile service management, okay? So So that is, and I think that now this will change, because service management doesn't have to be framework based anymore. Of course, there is ITIL, and with respect, with people cert, you may say I'm wrong, but what I think is that now service management will, may, because it's in the future, become a business capability. A business capability, like you have other business capability. And all what we learn from service management, all these ITSM processes, has, I would say, a very big value for the business, because this all is standardized. Mm. ITSM processes are standardized. So we bring to the business capability called service management, standardized, and how they can use this standardized capability is by building value streams, their value streams related to IT services, and make that work together. So I think this can be an option for the future. And of course, the other things related to the near future are service experience, because when we talk about value, I said at the beginning that the value is a perceived benefit from an outcome, but this benefit, this perception of what is beneficial for the customer, it's the customer view, and the better experience he has of your service, the highest perception of a benefit he will have from your service. So the highest value can be created. So service experience is another topic I think that will have to be a bit more developed. And the last but not least, of course, let's see what will happen with generative artificial intelligence. Mm,
yeah. Well, we have gone a little bit over time, and I could talk another hour with you, and maybe we'll need to do a part two. David, this has been great. I have one more closing question. What do you do for fun?
I try to do a lot of sports. My wife is a fitness trainer. So when you have this wife at home, you have no choice.
That is great. I love it. Shout out to your wife. I wish my husband would listen to me as well as you listen to your wife. Fantastic, David. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on Humans of DevOps podcast. Really appreciate your time. And fantastic. Humans of DevOps podcast is produced by DevOps Institute and PeopleCert. Our audio production team includes Jada O'Hara and Daniel Newman Schultz. I want to make sure our listeners know that we've been talking about this fantastic book. I am actually going to order it. It is called The ITSM Value Streams: Transform Opportunity into Outcome, with a variety of authors, co-authors, and David Belouz as one of the authors. Again, thank you, everybody. I'm Humans of DevOps podcast executive producer, Evelyn Ehrlich. If you would like to join us on a podcast in the future, please contact us at humansofdevopspodcast@devopsinstitute.com, or simply reach out to me on LinkedIn. And again, I am Evelyn Ehrlich. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. Don't forget to join our global community to get access to even more great resources like this. Until next time, remember, you are part of something bigger than yourself. You belong.